But this time I had a very interesting talk with the grain merchant.
Grain? We don't need any grain.
He has a daughter. She's ready for marriage. He thinks the two of you would make a great couple.
Mother!
I know. I hate myself for even bringing it up.
Let me guess. She has a dowry that will save the farm.
We are running out of options.
Mother, please. As poor as we are, love is one thing I can't afford. I will find a way to save this farm, but I won't do it by marrying for riches. When I marry, I want it to be because I choose to spend the rest of my life with someone I love.
When are you going to learn? You can't have everything.
Well, perhaps he can.
Twin brother, and you gave him to that man?
We were poor, barely surviving. And he came along with an offer. One of you for the farm.
Why didn't you ever tell me?
The deal forbade us from ever speaking of it. Your father regretted the decision the minute that man took your brother. He carried the guilt with him to his grave.
Hate to interrupt this tender moment. Time is of the essence.
Better wait in the house while I deal with this. What do you want from me?
No, not me, dear. The king. He needs a prince to slay a dragon.
I'm not a dragon slayer.
No, but your brother was. His newfound kinship will be your salvation. Simply play the part. The king's knights will take care of everything else. All you must do is deliver the dragon's head to Midas.
What's in it for you?
What's in it for me is my business. You should be asking yourself what's in it for you. You do this, your poor mother. Well, the king is going to make sure she never wants for anything ever again. Your farm will be saved. And you... Should you survive, you shall come home, the conquering hero.